All right. So on Wednesday, I was looking at something. I want to remind you of what I was speaking about on Wednesday. The parable is this: the seed is the word of God. And can you start from the parable? Thank you, Jesus. And when a great multitude had gathered and had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on a good ground, sprang up and yielded a crop a hundredfold. When he had said these things, he cried. He who has ear to hear, let him hear. The disciples asked him, saying, "What does this parable mean?" He said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." So, we see that this parable is about the kingdom of God. Are we on the same page? All right. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are those who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of your heart, lest they should be saved. Now, if we check the rendering of Matthew, of this same parable, he said this first set of people are those that when they hear the word of the kingdom, what happened to them? They did not what? Understand. Amen. They did not understand it. And if you read the full context in, is it Matthew? If you read the full context in Matthew, he began to speak about the prophecy of Isaiah. And then we find out that the reason why they do not understand, this understanding is not just mental understanding. Amen. The understanding is agreement. Somebody say agreement. Now, you see, the word of the kingdom is not the word of man. Everybody listen to me. Give me your attention. I'm going to preach a very short message. The word of the kingdom is not the word of man. It's the word of God. And then when it comes, when the word of the kingdom comes, it's not your word. Bible says the sower went to sow his seed. So it's not your word and it's not about you. So immediately the word of the kingdom comes, at times it fights you, so to speak. What do I mean by that? It takes you out of the way, and it means as though it wants you to live for something that is not really concerning you. Let me give an example. How many of you noticed, for some of us, one of the reasons why you are afraid to live for God or to give your life to Christ, for some of us, before you give your life to Christ, some of the reasons why you are afraid is that you know that when you give your life to Christ, you cannot live your life the way you want to live it. I don't know if that happened to you. You just know that this born-again thing that they are telling me, if I accept this born-again thing, there are some ways that you have that you know you will stop it. And then you are supposedly sincere enough to say, "I'm not yet ready to drop it." And so every time you go to a place where the word of the kingdom is preached, because of that kind of act, immediately you live there, you forget, and you go back to your former life. Until the day you say, listen, this parable is a journey of how people come into the kingdom. It's not just this heart, like Pastor Obi was saying. It's not just different kinds of hearts of different kinds of people. Yes, it means that, but also means progression of heart. Do you understand that? How the heart what? Progresses and gets better. The first kind of heart every one of us have is that heart that hears the word. And you know this is the word. You know you should give your life to Christ. You know you should live for Jesus. But you count the cost and say, "Can I stop doing this?" So you mean I will not do fraud again? You mean I will not smoke again? So that babe will just go like that. I will not pursue her again. And as you argue that, then you lose that word. And it's a terrible place to be, because God will not always strive with you. Your heart might get to a point where you will not even hear it again. It will not make sense to you. And that's what the Bible always says, that now is the time of what? Of salvation. The Bible says, when you hear his voice, what should you do? Harden not your heart. When you hear the voice. So that's the first kind of heart that we have. Go back to Luke. All of us had that heart where we choose not to agree with the word. That's what it means when it says they do not understand. But the ones on the rock are those, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root. These have no roots. Who believe for a while, and in time of temptation, what happens to them? They fall away. Matthew says, in the time of trials and tribulations. Trials and what? Tribulations. Can you give me Matthew's account? They fall away. They hear the word, and they are what? They're excited. The word still sits. The word still sits on their emotional place in them. Do you get what I'm talking about? It sits on an emotional place, or it sits on their intellectual place. So that when they hear it, they're like, wow, word. They receive it emotionally. And they don't know that this thing that you are receiving is meant to change your life. And you are meant to be sold out to it. It's not for enjoyment. It's for battle. The word is for what? It's for battle. So when the battle, because anytime you carry the word, then you invite warfare. The presence of the word in your life is invitation to what? To warfare. You invite warfare. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth. Amen. And they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. What happened to them? They what? They immediately sprang up. And the reason is that they have no what? Depth of earth. Luke says that they have no root in themselves. They immediately sprang up. Those are the ones that hear the word, and as the same time they are hearing it, is the same time they are teaching it. They get perfected immediately. They have a kind of heart that when they hear, they become perfect. When they hear, they become teachers. They feel the word is for enjoyment. They don't know that the word is for what? Now, when they hear, they just assume leadership. They want to be leaders immediately. He said, immediately the word they sprang up. But they did not have what? Roots in themselves. Most of the times, the roots of a tree that produces a fruit, the root is usually different from the fruit. Do you like mango? Can you eat mango root? Does the mango root and the mango fruit look like the same thing? Is the mango root fine? Is the mango fruit fine? But before you can produce the mango fruit, the mango must have what? A root. Those are experiences that the word brings. Experiences of death. Are you together with me? Many, many experiences. When the word comes to you, it initiates a death process. One of the death processes of the word is that, you know, it is death. When you want to, you plant a mango, and then the first thing we want to see is not mango. The first thing we want to see, according to the scripture, is that we want the mango to die. So God calls you and anoints you to be a teacher. He says, I've called you to be a teacher of the world. And the first thing he wants to see you do is not to teach. It's your ability to learn. He ordained you a leader. And the first thing he wants to see, the root he wants for the expression of the fruit of leadership is followership. Followership becomes the root. But this kind of heart does not want roots, but wants fruit. So it will spring up immediately. The Hebrews will say immediately. It will spring up immediately. Does not want to go through the process of having a root, which is not interesting. Amen. It's not what? It's not interesting. One of the roots is local assembly. The whole setting of a local assembly is a root. Eh? It's a root. Where you are not allowed to express what you think you can express. It's because it's not time for that fruit. It is that is the time for the, because when there is a root, there will always be fruits. But when there's a fruit without a root, when that fruit is plucked, you cannot reproduce. So God is expecting to create a nature, a generator that can consistently reproduce your calling. I don't know if you're together with me. So roots. Before you become the biggest dealer in Alaba market, you will become somebody's boy and to learn market. When you look at the processes of learning markets, connecting it to the relating learning market and becoming one of the biggest dealer in the market in Alaba, do they look alike? On the learn market, they send you message, they do this. It does, you know, it's difficult to believe that all those big Igbo boys were once learning market. Because when you look at those ones learning market, it's as if they will learn market forever. You really do not think those boys will be anything much. But they are the same ones that become big boys. They are the same ones. Listen, it's a mystery. All the big boys you see are the same ones that were carrying things and looking for things. They are the same ones. And the ones you will see tomorrow are the ones doing it today. You must learn work. You must learn work. And learning work is not very, very interesting. Are you with me? It's not very, very interesting. If you want to move in the kingdom, if you want the kingdom life to be made manifest, you must learn to have roots. It's an unpalatable experience that is still in the constitution of the world. It's not palatable. It's not palatable. Bible says that these ones with joy, they just say with joy, pa. They don't want to have roots. They don't want to die. Until you don't even know what to say. God will give you word and experience. He'll be giving you revelation, then he'll bring experience. Until the experience we kill the revelation, but actually it's burying it inside your spirit. Until you don't even know what to say. Are you together with me? God will give you a ministry until you will not know what to say again. Those days that you know what to say are just days of sowing the seed. After a while, roots will happen. Those root experiences are where it will not drain you of what he gave you. Did you get that? What will he do? It will drain you of what he gave you. So that your trust will not be in any of that, it will be in him. Then the fruits that you thought he has drained you of has now become one with you. And you can consistently reproduce it. Are we on the same page? So the stony places are the kind of hearts that are not ready to have roots. They just want to have fruits immediately. But that's not what we are going to today. It says that some fell on stony places when they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of air. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. Because they had no root, they were withered. So in the days of adversary, it's not the fruits that immediately springs up that will save you. It's the roots. I don't get over. I'm saying what will keep you are not the revelations you share or you will share. What will keep you are the attitudes that God has built in you. The root is to give you the attitude of the word. You see, when the word comes, it doesn't mean you have the attitude of the word. It's just the revelation.
After a while, the revelation will be, there's a conversion process. Revelation must turn to behavior. Are you with me? Revelation must turn to what? Revelation will turn to behavior. So in the future, it is the behavior that will keep you going, not the revelation. The ministry is not, sorry, I'm using ministry, but interpret it in different ways. The ministry is not strong because the preacher can preach. Your life will not be great because you know the right things to say or whatever. No. It's divine culture and attitude that God has put in you. And that will take a lot of dying, a lot of process, a lot of beatings, a lot of repentance, a lot of breakings. Eh? A lot of what? Breaking. The Lord will break you and strip you. It will strip you. He will remove debts from you. So that you can have roots. When you have roots, it can go to the next person. Ensure that you can always produce fruits. He's at peace that he has roots. No matter the sun, this one has roots. Hallelujah. But he who received on the stony places, this is the one who hears the word, immediately receives it with joy. He has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution, so by the time you hear the life of God, the undying life, this life cannot die. And then God arranges persecution for you. For that life, some people will come and beat that your bum bum. And you will just say, come and bring it again. You say, well, as you are beating me, it's you to pain. But then they put the first one, shah! You find out that it didn't pay me. Then you know, that your revelation, you calm down on it. And say, God, I don't understand this here. Then you go deeper. You go down deeper. By the time you go down deeper, you now find out that whether pain or no pain, eternal life is eternal life. Then one day they will try and cut your neck will not cut. And then your rejoicing will not be that your neck did not cut. Your rejoicing will be something different. You know what I'm talking about? He brings the revelation, but will bring experiences that will give you the behavior of the revelation. The revelation has a behavior. I don't know if you are together with me. The revelation has a what? Has a behavior. Amen. You know, some of you care for the poor now. You know, you are very careful around poor people. And you really love them. And you are careful how you speak to them. And it's not because you learned it from the word. It's because you have been poor before. Poverty has strained your soul. So God will take you through experiences that will make you the man of the word. You'll be the man of God. Bible speaks about the man of God. So there's a way the man of God will be thoroughly furnished. Eh? So it's not about what you have. Ministry is not about giving what you have. It's about giving who you are. Eh? Your life is not about what you have. It's about who you are. And who you are, it will take God a lot to make you. It doesn't take God a lot to download revelation and gifts for you. I remember one time, I noticed there was an increase in my prophetic ability and I was more detailed. So I was beginning to get names and get dates and all of that. So I went to pray, one of my prayer times. I said, God, how come this is getting better? It wasn't like this before. What happened? Why didn't I flow? And God replied me. God told me in my prayer time. He said, if you knew all things then, you won't be here. You wonder, you just assume that maybe this God people are talking about, maybe it's you. I'm telling you. You just think it very well. Is it me? Oh, this is Elijah. Maybe you have found that anywhere you go, revival happens, you shut down nations. You just say, this is Elijah, self. I might be the spirit of Elijah. Maybe I'm the one carrying that mantle now. I'm telling you. You know why? Because what you have is the gift of the abilities, but the depth of the soul has not entered the ground very well. Huh? God wants us to be alive in death. You are deadly alive. You are a dead man that is alive in God. If your life and his life operate simultaneously, you will kill yourself. So, it takes out your life so that his life can have full expression. That's why when man heard from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, what did God do? It sent him and gathered the tree of life so that he will not partake of the tree of life and be perpetually evil. Powerfully evil. Anointed evil man. So, till today, what God is doing is that he is releasing and removing. He gives you, he collects. He collects and he gives. God told me, I am measuring your flow. I am checking it. What can this guy flow in per time and per season? Paul said, Ben John said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health. Even what? As your soul prospers. The prosperity of the soul is your death experience. Your gathering roots. Because if we prosper this man beyond his soul, you get that? If his soul don't prosper, and we prosper this man. You know, some of you think you need 1 billion. But the day you get 1 billion, it might make you think you are your father's father. And then the 1 billion comes. You don't think, it might be me that gave birth to this man. I'm telling you. You see, we don't know. Until it comes. You that are bringing your tithes now with all seriousness. By the time the billions come, you can call me to come and collect it in your office. Pastor Zach, really, the way things are, how is everything there? How are my brothers? Ekushe, Pastor, you are trying now. People are really doing well. Pastor, how are you? How's Maverick? He'll be big now. Just come to the office. You that before, when you want to give your tithe, you will do it like you're an abalist, please. Father, I please, as I speak into this thing. As if you are transferring all your costs on the church. That God, as I'm giving this to this house, every disease, let it come upon this house. But now you just come, Pastor Zach. Come and collect it. But please, quickly. I don't know. You know the way things are. I can use it for something else now. Just quickly come and collect it. And I'll say, how's your father? You think I'm asking about your father, but I'm actually saying your father. But in a Christian way, how's your dad? Your dad. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we need depth. And God at times will use circumstances of life, relating one with another. At times, few unanswered prayers. Do you hear that? Few. Not always. Don't always spiritualize unanswered prayers. I have an attitude where you expect all your prayers to be answered. But there will be one or two disappointments. One or two that will shock you, that will make you sit again. That's how depth is being formed. Amen. Some humiliating processes. Some sudden embarrassments. Some Pastor Zach telling you, yeah, stand up there. And you're like, me? Yes. Do you get what I'm talking about? You'll be coming from work and then you just won an award of the best employee. And that same Sunday, Pastor Zach said, but why are you the most useless worker in this house? And you're wondering, where I'm coming from? I don't know if you're together with me. There will be experiences. I know what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. So. Are you listening to me? Of experiences of life. God ordained experiences. There'll be one stepmom, sorry, one uncle somewhere that God will give you 3 years to be under him. 3 years of keeping quiet. Of not being able to respond the way you should have responded. God will force you to be humble. Then after you are free again and it's time to now talk, you now enter under forever years of now appreciating him. God now says, you can't have revenge now. Then the word is actually, the root is actually taking place. Listen, God is sure of his fruit. God is sure of his seed. Hear this. God is sure of his seed. And he's sure of his capacity of his seed to produce fruit. The issue is your heart. And so whenever God sends his word, he's not trying to make the word work. He's trying to make your heart work the word. It's not about the word, it's about the heart. So it's not the... So stop that you have the word is not our... We are not moved by it. We know that we fail if you don't have the heart. And it's not the word that... That's why he said, check, let's go back. He said that the guy sprang up. Olodobo shati yakabaya, meriatos. But, and they immediately sprang up. And they had no depth of earth. Give me Luke. See how Luke put it. I like the way Luke put it. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, who believe for a while. And now in the time of temptation, they what? They fell away. They immediately sprang up. They what? They immediately sprang up. You see, at times you think it's the word being manifested. It's you that is manifesting. You can manifest yourself. You can be using scripture, but it's you. It's not scripture. Scripture is a person. Amen. And then he will drill you to become one with the word. Bible says, a sower went to sow his seed. So plus the sower and the seed, they are what? They are one. And that's the operation of the kingdom. So if he gives you the word of the kingdom, it will take you through a journey that will unite you with the word. So that you are not a parrot. You are not parroting the word. You are the word. You carry the nature, the behavior. Oh, may God help us in the name of Jesus. May we be carriers of God's life. May we not parrot it. May we behave it. And God will arrange circumstances. Listen, don't arrange it. God will arrange it. If he's the one that gave you the word, if he gave you the word, he will arrange the circumstances. And this will show whether you truly understand the word or not. It will create circumstances around you. Then, hear this. When it creates a circumstance, you have a choice to behave yourself or to behave the word. That will be how you take root. How are you going to behave? Are you going to behave yourself, your former self, or are you going to behave the word? The more you behave the word in the midst of circumstance, the more you are gathering roots and you are becoming the word. You know, the word himself, how did he come into, how did Jesus, the word became Jesus? How did Jesus go back to become the word? He behaved it. He said, I've come to do according to the volume of book that is written, what? Concerning me. So even though he's the word, he became Jesus and picked the word and began to do the word. When he finished doing the word, he went back in John 17 and said, I have finished the word. Give me my glory. Are you together with me? I say we are not parrots. I say we are not parrots. I say we are not parrots. We behave the word. Whenever we fail to behave the word, we repent and we try again. Whether we fail 155, 105 times, that's not the issue. The issue is that we are trying it. That's all that matters. And let me tell you a mystery. When you have a heart that tries, it's the one that determines whether you are passed or not. You don't get that. I told you about Abraham. Abraham believed God for, we say 25 years, it's not true. It was a 25 years journey. The actual faith did not pass 1 year. Because when the angel came and said, by this time next year, you have a child, Sarah doubted. So it means when they put her in Hebrews 11, it's not because she had been believing for 25 years. Because they said, in the next 1 year, you have a child, and she did not have faith. So 1 year to the miracle, she did not have faith. And yet, she is used to teach us faith. Because it's God that determines when you have passed and when you have not passed. I'm telling you the truth, though. It's him that decides, that determines so. One day you will just find out you are broken through. He brought the grace. He brought the time. He has seen the heart. That this heart is ready. This heart is contrite and broken. It's about the heart. It's not action based. It's readiness based. Are you ready? Are you available? It's not how well you can do. You will never impress God. None of you here will impress God. Say, Kai, boy, here, try. See what he did. You will never impress God. But the disposition of your heart can impress it. He said, with this man I will look. He said, he's a man that trembles at my word. He has a contract. He's broken. Are you together with me? The seed of the word is planted so that the carrier can die. The seed of the word is planted in your heart to deal with you, to kill you. It is intended for the... Listen. The seed... Are you together with me? The seed has conquered death. Seed has... You must understand that seed has conquered death. That's the mystery of a seed. A seed has conquered death. Even though a seed is dead, it can produce life. Seeds have capacity to produce life. You see a seed that is so dry, you put it in the ground and you see greenness. Because that's God's wisdom. Because the seed was made to typify eternal life. The seed and death is not an issue to the seed. In fact, the seed operates well. Just when you want to make something a seed, then kill it. Dry it very well. Dry, put it in the sun. Dry it. But if you mistakenly put it in the ground, if you take the right soil and put a seed inside, it will grow. So it's not about the seed. It's about the heart. So whenever the seed comes to you, it will greet you and says, all right, let's take a walk. It's time to be like me. It invites you to death. It comes interesting. When you embrace it, invites you to die. Are you together with me? Actually, it was because of that man's wrong heart. When the sun came out, it was part of the process of killing the carrier of that seed. Those were experiences arranged by God. Trials and persecutions. Count it all joy when you face diverse trial. Why? Give me James. Quickly. This is wonderful. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into what? Various trials. Why? Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that ye may be what? Perfect. Who may be perfect? He may be perfect and complete, doing what? Lacking nothing. So trials are for you. Bible speaking about the trial of your faith being much precious. Is it than gold or silver? Look for that one. So there are circumstances. These circumstances are not going to happen in your dreams and in your visions. These ones are normal life circumstances, normal life. God will not come and try you in a powerful dream, or try you with a powerful prophetic vision, or try you. He will try you with normal what? Circumstances. Do you discern them to be trials, or you see the things that happen to you because of the seed you carry? They do not happen to you as a fallen person. They are not happening to you because you are a human being. They are happening to you because you are a carrier of the seed. Can you give it a seed-like response and not a fallen man response? Verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by what? How many trials? Many trials. In this you greatly rejoice, though not for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved. But let's start from verse 1. Let's get the context. But Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundance mercy has begotten us again to a lively hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in what? In the last time. In this you greatly rejoice. What do you rejoice in? In the salvation that's the kingdom that will be ready to be revealed. Are you together with me? So what's about to be revealed in you? Kingdom. You rejoice in the kingdom. Though now for a little while, if need be, you have been what? Grieved by what? By various trials. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is what? It is tested by fire, may be found toward praise, honor, and glory. Do you want praise? Do you want honor? Do you want glory? Then you must accurately interpret your trials and persecution. When the word comes, you must allow it to try you. Don't respond in the flesh when the trial comes. Go to Luke 8. Let me speak the last part of that parable. Now, he who received the word, hear me, everybody, among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world. Give me KJV. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word and becometh unfruitful. Give me the version that says the pleasures that has pleasure. No, that's Luke, not Matthew. Give me Luke 8. Pastor Sunday. Another fell among us are they which when they have heard go forth. Are you together with me? Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't hear you shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout a powerful hallelujah. Hallelujah. No. Make it powerful. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. They which fall among thorns are they which when they heard go forth. Listen, at this level, there is some level of progress. Huh? There's a level, some level of holding on to the world. Things have happened, and yet you have stayed strong. Huh? Are you together with me? What have you done? You have stayed strong. Issues have happened. Issues that was meant to shake you off. Happenings that was meant to make you reject Jesus. You have stayed strong. You have entered another phase. You are now moving. Bible says, when they have heard, they want, they go forth. These ones now have a level of understanding of the believer's authority. They can now do stuff. They go forth. May you come here in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I talked. I what? I talked. Cares, riches, and pleasure. I like to use the word pains, pressure, and pleasure. Amen. No. Pressure, rather, not pain. Pressure, which is cares. Plenty, which is riches. And what? And pleasures. Amen. These ones already have the capacity to do stuff. They have moved forward. But there's a phase they get in life. Somebody say in life. Shout in life. Shout in life. What I want to say now is a bit technical. I want you to understand it. Please, try. Give me a few minutes. Try. It's important. And I don't know if I'll come back to it. Because I'm not sure if we are ready for it as a church. Pressure. Plenty. Pleasure. They go forth. At this level of understanding the word, you have the instruments to gather pressure. I'll explain. To gather plenty and to gather pleasure. The pressures of this world are the demand of life. I want the same page. Now this man has gone forth. He has understanding of the kingdom word. Now he begins to engage the... Now everybody listen. Listen, listen. The pressures of life is real. Eh? Eh? Ah, orilo. 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 Do you know the amount of pressure immediately after graduation? Do you know the pressure that comes after graduation? The pressure of one, you need work because of money. Now, even the pressure of what you are meant to, you know that very strange question of career path. What's your career path? You create strange things, you say strange to that, you know, I just feel that I'm meant to be into. Some of you, many of us don't really know. Well, you don't want to look very stupid. What's your career path? You know what it took some of you to be able to say, to get to a point where you can now be sure? Career path. Say, just, what do you want to do? Please. Any work. Give me work. You know some of you are like that. You just work. I can collect money. Eh? Pressures of life. Do you know they are real? We cannot bone it. Do you know the annoyance you feel when you don't have transport fare? And you look at yourself that, I don't have transport fare. Transport fare, just to go for meeting, church program, I can't do no transport fare. You know, as a guy at that time, self, you to fall in love, self, is a very strange language. How am I falling? What do I want to use to fall in love? Which credit do I want to use to service that love? Abi, if you fall in love, you knock on. You call now. You call for no reason, not to give any information. Because you must care. And at that time, you can't make it. It's not your friend you are calling. Your guy say, oh, well, get out, boy, get out. This guy, make a leave my flashing credit for you. Make a leave my flashing credit for you. The pressures of life are real. I'm telling you, no matter how spiritual you are, you face them. Pressures of life. Demand of life. Legitimate demand of life. Apparently, when you now begin to do the maths. Some of you right now, you want to marry next year, but the maths don't add up. Even if you decide to save all your salary and disappear and be appearing to work and be full automatically, just the food. You are not doing, you save everything. The maths still don't add up. Amen. You know, and then it's worse. You cannot do your wedding on the feed again. You cannot take a feed and put any canopy on the feed. It will not work. What's enough feed we used to do wedding before? It's feed. Don't forget it. Never forget that. At the wedding, we did it on the feed. Feed. Don't deceive. Don't we stop? Let the ladies stop looking at me one guy. Wedding is to be on the feed. We take a feed. We take canopy on the feed. We put fan on a canopy. We put rug for people. We walk in. It's feed. I've gone for wedding on the feed. Before, there was no big deal about cameraman. There was cameraman you did not call. We come to the wedding. Cameraman was everywhere. Yes. Cameraman everywhere. We just enter the way. You don't have to. It's not a plan. It's you're planning for cameraman. Where cameraman is plenty. They are real pressures. And I said, this guy's pictures are like this. There's something about his pictures are iconic. Are you with me? The pressures are real. Pressures are real. When you do your maths, you know that based on your maths, if you are going to follow the maths you can do, you know that gradually you are going to enter Shagamu or Ogiri or all those places. That's where you can collect house. When you do the maths. Amen. And they are real. We might not say them out, but in our hearts, the thing, when you ask people for prices of what, how they got what they got, it's not because you care that much. You are just trying to check the mass again. Okay? Hey, look, it's like, you know, at 750. Ah, it's such a nice house. But your heart responded, car. You have done how many months salary? How will I? I said, people are wicked. At 750. And I even got it cheapo. It's the cheapest house in this area. The pressures are real. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? Life pressures. Real ones. But we know that we are more than conquerors. We would do whatever we can do according to the grace God has given us. I hope you understand that. That's not the focus of my teaching. I would have delved into that. But let's leave there. I'm not saying there are pressures. But now you know the kingdom world. You know how to confess faith. You confess. It works. Then you can even, there is a dimension of the word, are you together with me, that applies to plenty. You can apply it and pipe plenty towards your direction. Don't miss it though. There are revelations that if you understand well, you will gather men plenty. Eh? It's possible. All these wonderful preachers, the Kenneth Copeland and Crawford Dollar, they're not joking. No. If you do what they tell you to do, you will have money. Most likely. They understand those principles. It's not really, it's not lie. That you are touching what that you think you are touching departments is not lie. I remember when I was going to start church, God told me, He said, go and read. When I was going to go into full time, go and read them. And leave what they say, or else you will suffer. So I went to get Jerry Savelle. Where to study Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, and the rest. How does God meet your needs? I began to understand tithes, offerings, and seed, and everything, and I inculcated it into my life. Jesse Duplantis. And all of you should go and get them or have that foundation. So there is a level of the world that produces plenty. Now, do you know there is even a level you can come to in the world? It also provides pleasure. Pleasure in the sense that there are many things you can do. May God give us understanding in Jesus' name. Do you know you can break through into the kingdom world and you can decide to be a motivational speaker? And you'll be bad. And you'll be doing motivation for the church. Let me tell you something, secrets about preachers. Let me tell you a secret. As you begin to break through into God, there are some things you can do. It might not be the will of God. When you are doing it, alarm will be ringing. You know. But if you do it consistently, the alarm will stop. Every preacher knows what to do to get some kind of result. He knows what to steer. I met a preacher one day that I know he knows more than what he's doing. And he hosted a very big meeting. Very big meeting. And then I had the privilege of talking to him. And I asked him, why did you organize that program like that? He said, I said I should give them outer court small. Let them experience outer court. What did he call it? He said, I just said I should give them outer court small. Let them enjoy themselves small. I'm telling you. Every preacher knows what to do, what to say, to get it. You see, because now your power is your own now. If you want to talk to your baby like a baby, won't you do it? Are you a baby? No. You want to talk to a teenager like a teenager? Are you a teenager? No. But you can. Because you have grown, you are past that stage. You can behave. I don't know if you're together with me. You can produce pleasure. There are things that a preacher, I'm talking of a preacher that has engaged the kingdom world. After a while, you can produce some things. Okay, if I decide to be teaching only new creation realities, you think I cannot teach it? I can. If I want to do prayer movement where most of you will be praying, oh, Father, I can do it. I know how to do it. I know how to. If I go to a meeting and I want to slay everybody, I can do it. You know what I mean? I say where everybody will be falling down. I can do it. I can do it. And at times it's needed. God will say, flow that way. At times I go to some meeting and all I want to do is to cast out demons. Because that's the only way they will hear me. And I will switch and I will do it. And if I like, I can turn it to a ministry. If it will produce more money. I don't know if you are hearing me. Ability. As you begin to grow in the word, you have power to take care of the issues of this life. There is a tendency to get choked on it. To get what? It can be choked on it. So the kingdom word, is everybody with me? The kingdom word is not just to solve your problems. But as you grow in it, you'll find out that there is power to solve your problem in it. You can conclude that that is all it is about. The kingdom word has its own fruits that has nothing to do with this world. Do you get what I'm talking about? So he said that they go for and are choked with cares. They are choked with riches and they are choked with pleasures of what? Of what? This life. Brothers and sisters, the gospel is not God's. The gospel can solve your problems in this life, but that is not what the gospel is. If you are not careful, it will choke you. You will just think that is all the gospel is about. He says, and when you flow in this way, what happens to you? It brings no fruit to what? To perfection. We will see something that looks like the kingdom, but it is not the kingdom. This is a little hard saying. A little bit. It's a little hard. I know you have problems. Pray about them and move on. Huh? Do what? And what? That's why, even though you think the only, many a time you have a problem, and that's the only conversation you think, the only basis of conversation between you and God. It's because you are getting choked. In the midst of your problems, there are many kingdom matters God wants to talk to you about. That is not, this life, Bible says, if our hope, if it is just in this life, we are of all men, what? Most miserable. If the only thing the gospel can do is to give you husband, is to give you wife, if you, you know, imagine, you have matured to a point where you can get anything you want in the name of Jesus, not a jazzo. It says that if that is all that you can do with Christianity, it says you are of all men, what? Most miserable. There are matters that is more than food and drink. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, yet in your sins. If in this life only, did you see that? If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Along, I told you well. It will give you a wife. It will give you a car. Cars. It will give you a plane if you need it. It will give you oil rig. I'm not presenting to you. He's receiving it as the word of the Lord. Holy dear, holy dear. Ayagabo shataladaya. It will give you all of that. But there is more. There is more. There is more. I say there is more. Oh God, there is more. Buddy, there is more. Don't let the cares of this world choke you. Without Jesus gone, what are you? Say you don't get Jesus, you don't get Holy Ghost. Wow, Without Jesus, God, without Jesus, you can get more than, even with Jesus, it's only one who will give you. Are you with me? There is more. There is more men cannot understand. There is more. It was this message Jesus was trying to preach to the rich young ruler. Because the rich young ruler has used a level of the world to attain riches, to deal with pressures, to gather pleasure, and to gather plenty. He has reached there. But he saw Jesus had more. So he said, what can I do to have what you have? He now said, go and sell all of this. This one that you think is all, step on it, there is more. You have concluded the word. The fruit of the word is not riches. It's not in pleasure. It's not in plenty. That's not a fruit. A sign that God is with you is not all of that. It says, go and sell it. What does it mean to sell it? He said, the kingdom of God is like a man that found a treasure in the field. And he went to sell all that he had. The kingdom of God is more than all. Are you together with me? I said there is more. There is joy. Huh? There is fullness of joy. Eh? I said there is joy. There is the Father. You have the Father to inherit. You have the Son to know. You have the Holy Spirit to share fellowship with. I say to you, there is more. You have places to go, not America and Australia, but you have places to go, because in my Father's house there are many mansions. You have transactions to make. There are things that need to happen. There are natures that need to be formed. There is a gold that is not the gold of this world, but the gold of purity of soul that you are meant to buy. There are riches in the spirit. There are matters beyond this earth. There are realities beyond this earth. Don't allow the pressures, the plenty, and the pleasure of this life to choke you. The presence of them in your life or the absence of them in your life should not choke you. Don't be choked by what you have, and don't be choked by what you don't have. Because plus what you have and what you don't have is nothing compared to what you have in Him. There is more. There is more. There is